Welcome back into Sports Talk, getting into our training camp sound bank now, brought to you by the sound banking of First American. After today's practice, Coach Dennis Allen was asked right off the bat, what are his thoughts about this black and gold run game after preseason game number one?
That's really kind of hard to tell. You know, again, we're not in live game action, tackling, all those kinds of things. I would say there was a couple of plays, you know, and in particular, I thought the first play of the game, you know, against Arizona looked like a real run. And yet, I think there's some things that we can maybe get cleaned up there that maybe that is more than just a, you know, a five-yard run. So I think it's still kind of to be determined. I'm encouraged by some of the things I've seen in the run game, but I think it's still to be determined.
Still to be determined on that run game. Yeah, with the issues offensive line ain't helping, obviously.
Well, whenever the head coach says, I don't know, I saw at least one run. What? No, how about like 25 to 30 runs? And I'm not saying it all has to be 5-7 yard runs. Like, for instance, Jordan Mims, he had a nice 10-yard run.
Right.
And you know, like we see in OTA's minicamp division, the one cut and he hit it and he got it. That was a nice run.
But too few and far between. Like you've mentioned before, it was flipped on how you wanted to see things. The Saints had 3.5 yards rushing and allowed 4.7 yards per rush.
Yeah, no, we need to
that opposite.
We
right.
need to average 4.7.
Right.
Like, remember the one time I was watching the game with you, and like Jamal Williams, he was like shot out of cannon. He was so fired up. I think it was after a 7-yard run. You know, he had 6 runs for 20 yards, 3.3-yard average. Remember that 7-yard run? I said, who's he yelling at? He was all, like, all fired up.
Right.
And I said, good.
Flexing.
I said, yeah, flexing. Good. Have about 4 or 5 7-yard runs instead of one.
He powered up like a Pokemon there.
Yeah. So, that'll be interesting to see against the 49ers the way we structured, and the 49ers are like this, too. And why are you bringing up the 49ers? Well, because Clint Kubiak and Coach Shanahan, we're running with the 49ers run. We got Alvin Kamara, they got Christian McCaffrey and all that. So that style offense, and you look around the league, who's part of that coaching tree.
It's amazing.
The Shanahan.
Yeah.
So they're not rushing the ball 15, 18 times a game. No, I'm telling you, it's like high 20s to low 30s. So 28, I don't know, just say 28 to 34 rushing attempts. What do you know, you have 65 plays. How you mixing up the run and the pass. So that's why against San Fran and the Titans, excuse me, in preseason, like we had 29 rushing attempts.
Yeah.
Let's say 30 rushing attempts. Let's round it off. So what I'd want to see against the 49ers or against the Titans, let's say we ran the ball 60 times combined in both those games, and we averaged 4.5 yards a run. Then I would say, well, you know what?
You know, the old line's doing its job.
Yes, I'd say then
everyone's hitting their holes.
Yeah, we kind of turned the corner in the rush. Not like when we're going to come after the 49ers game or the Titans game going into the season. We still averaging 2.8 to 3.5 yards a carry. That ain't going to get it done. And I'm telling you, Derek Carr, I think, is going to still – I think he's familiar with what we're doing and the confidence he's playing in right now. I think he'll get off to a fast start and how he finished the season. But is that enough to lead the team to victory? You know, he can be having success, but if he truly can't keep a defense off balance and we can't run, he can be having success, but you got to win. You know, he's going to get too much of the glory or too much of the blame. The same thing to me. Really, the whole running back room, but I particularly look at Alvin Kamara, and when I look at Alvin Kamara, he didn't forget how to run. And Steve, I'm doing a little homework before the game Sunday night, and you know who this is like the past since 2017. You know who's the only really running back better than Alvin Kamara?
Got to be McCaffrey, huh?
Yeah, and Derrick Henry.
Right.
Okay. Total yards of scrimmage since 2017, Christian McCaffrey has 450 more yards than Alvin Kamara, and Derrick Henry has like 300. So I'm just talking like, okay.
But still top three.
Yeah. And then you look, you know, how you utilize the running back, same type of offense, receptions since 2017, almost mirror images. McCaffrey has 509. Kamara has 505.
Right.
Receiving yards. McCaffrey, 4,320. Alvin Kamara, 4,215. No, when I was looking at all that, I said, well, shoot. You look at, okay, how you counting on the game plan? I got one more. Most 100-plus total yards from scrimmage since 2017. McCaffrey has had 55. Kamara, 49. Derrick Henry, 48. So I'm just telling you right now that Alvin Kamara hasn't forgotten how to run. They got a block for him. And if we cannot run, let's say, against Carolina or the first month, Alvin Kamara is too old. Derek Carr can't play quarterback. And it might be a situation where it didn't matter who was the running back or the quarterback.
Right, you could have
they'd be struggling to have success if the O-line doesn't do their job.
Right, you could have Mahomes and Derrick Henry. And that's still not going to get it done if you don't have the guys in the trenches blocking for you.
Yeah, and again, they might get too much of the glory, but then they'll get a lot of the blame. Well, we need a new quarterback. We need to replace Alvin Kamara. It might be no. The damn offensive line just sucks, and so I got to wait and see how it's going to play out. And now you know I like NFL history. This is another one, and how utilizing the running back, most games with 10 plus receptions. That's a lot. You know how a receiver would love to have, like, I don't know, not talk about targets. There's actually receptions catches, in a game. Most games are 10-plus receptions in NFL history. Christian McCaffrey, 11. In NFL history, that's number one. NFL history. Guess who's number two? Alvin Kamara with 7. Now, this is with LaDainian Tomlinson. And all that, the old fullback who the Cardinals used to throw to from Stephen F. Austin, Larry Centers and stuff, who was a pass receiving fullback. You know, he had 6. But I was just looking at that. So, and just watching Alvin run, because I remember OTAs, I'm going to watch him, how he's cutting and running. No, he didn't forget how to run. Now, at times he might get a little discouraged and not want to bang it between the tackles when he's getting beat up and not being rewarded. So he might pull a few Franco Harris moves and run out of bounds. Because, a couple of times, got to get the first down. Put your head down. You know how he want to save himself, go out of bounds? I think
instead of taking the hit, I'm just going to skip out of bounds.
A lot of times, I think he was kind of discouraged. Well, we don't need him being discouraged. No, we need Alvin Kamara, I'm telling you right now, to be ready to roll. If this offense is going to be a glimpse of the 49ers and what they do offensively, because that's kind of the poster child.
Starts up front.
Starts up front, but Alvin Kamara needs to do Christian McCaffrey-type things, which he's done his
career. To open up other things for Carr, right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, you were talking about being discouraged. Something, coming out of practice notes today, Taliese Fuaga left early with a back issue. Coach Dennis Allen was asked, well, will Fuaga play on Sunday?
I have no idea. I mean, all I know is they took him in probably during the individual period. He had some back tightness. Looked to me like, prior to even starting practice, looked to me like he was kind of stretching his back out maybe a little bit. So I don't know if that was bothering him beforehand. So I would say this. I would say if he is a healthy body and capable of playing, then he'll play in the game. And if he's not, then he won't. But I really have no idea right now. I mean, the only thing I know is he had some back tightness.
So, you heard Coach Dennis Allen there talking about Taliese Fuaga leaving early with that back issue. Not sure yet if he's going to be able to suit up on Sunday. It's going to be kind of a wait-and-see approach. I know we heard Deuce McAllister talking about it earlier. You put some heat on it, put some ice on it, try to stretch it out. Whatever you got to do to get Fuaga back on the field. Hopefully it isn't anything serious. I'm sure we'll find out more with practice tomorrow. And then one good thing, after tomorrow's practice, obviously they're going to be flying off to San Fran for that game. And
then they come back home.
Right, exactly.
Come back home, we got Titans.
But right now, we don't know the severity of the issue with Fuaga.
Well, and in theory, again, I think he's going to play well. I think he's going to work out. And he's going to be a left tackle or a right tackle. I think he could be any tackle and will work out as a starter. We could count on McCoy at center. I think we could count on Fuaga at tackle. Now, he's a left tackle. I think he could be a right tackle. But he still needs to play. You could practice and all that, but but he's played one game against the Cardinals. Look how many limited snaps.
Sure.
So right now, you can't say, well, your back's bothering you. Just play through it. Then what if it's worse? And because, it's like damned if you do, damned if you don't. You want him ready to roll come Carolina, but you want him also to have that game experience.
Right, the live refs.
The live refs and, being able to play Sunday night against San Fran. And then and because they have the mini bye before the season starts, we always talk about that, even to play against Tennessee. Now, you might say, I've seen enough. You don't have to play against the Titans before the Carolina game. But I would say no. For him to really be confident and not play like a rookie where we could count on him. And right now, this shouldn't be the case. But he might be the second best offensive lineman besides McCoy right now. McCoy being number one, and Cesar Ruiz might be number three. And that shouldn't be that way. I mean, I think as much as Cesar Ruiz has played,
right.
And what
a rookie
we got,
shouldn't be coming
and,
in.
And we paid him. We paid McCoy. We paid Cesar Ruiz. Okay, McCoy's living up to it. Cesar Ruiz, come on, are we paying you like there should be no questions whether you're the man? You can't be like this. Fuaga just got here, and then he might be better than you. I guess it's a good problem to have. So then 3 out of 5 is working out. You want all across the board to work out. But no, that to me, that's a little discouraging. If everyone's speaking the truth and not BSing no one, is like, okay, how much better is Cesar Ruiz than Fuaga right now? Or it might be, well, Bobby, you know what? We think Fuaga's even better than Cesar Ruiz right now. And that'd be like, whoa, come on, Cesar. We paid you. You should be ready to roll and be. He's getting paid like he's a legit starter, one of the, top guards, but not in the bottom end of starting guards in the league, but at least middle to the top guard. So play like that.
Definitely needs to show more on tape because the first preseason game was not a good showing for him amongst, a bunch of guys on the O-line. Obviously, Trevor Penning was another one. Everybody's been dogging of late, and we need to see something from him in his second game against San Fran.
Well, Steve, as we go into the break, but talk about, the blind leading the blind. Can you imagine? And Kamara might say, man, we need to run left. I don't know about going right. With Caesar and Trevor Penning, how they're communicating, man, I'm getting the ball, I'm getting hit in the backfield. Or the penetration,
Well, and then defense is obviously going to pick up on that.
Oh, they're going to do stunts and try and confuse him? I don't want to have a nightmare tonight.
Right.
I'm trying to be positive.